the hele snee at dvarim. Stay dvarim dine upon the Torah, but it seems to be yachad. Came is damim siyachad. There is actually a separate between the two.
Rabbi, I think we were holding a little bit before.
I'm sorry, okay.
The Yesh L'chol Ahovin, like two, in this first it's two paragraphs.
Yeah, Yesh L'chol Ahovin L'chach M'kir Shem Rosh Zaha.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because I have a commercial up there, but okay, now it's up. Yesh L'chol Ahovin L'chach M'kir Shem Rosh Zaha. And we spoke about Yitzhak Darai and Yitzhak Barazoi, we didn't speak about it?
We spoke about it in the past, not last time, I don't think.
What?
I don't think we spoke about it last time.
Okay, not a problem. Yes, Rav Mechachma, ki Eilu Shedvarm Shazach, Adayna Amo B'derech Eretz Om B'teira, K'nege Shnei Torah Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yitza De Erev of Yitza V'Dezara. There are two general, I mean, let's do Rav Afra Chenech, the two big Yitzaras are Arayis of V'Dezara. Despite the fact, I think we spoke about Zoch and Akeva, it sounds familiar to me, but, okay. There is, you know, Shpichas Domim is not a Yetzihara in that sense. It's not a major Sherish of Yetzihara. The two Yetziharas are Arayis and Avodah Zarah. The Goyin speaks a lot about Yetzihara of Zohar in the Keva, Yetzihara of wanting to be physical, and the Yetzihara we're in a Ruchnistika world. You're competing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'adei Shadim Amu B'der Cheretz Atzer Kufo Misal Yitzhar Erva. So on the Guf Chelik, it's the Yitzhar Darayis is the one that's the more violent. The Amu Nafshe B'Tayir Misal Yitzhar Avodizara. So each one takes care of something else. V'advarim Elu Amukim Moit B'Chachma Mein Lahar Kan Yitzhik Misal Mokmacha. Aramazel Lemov Matan Yivir Vine Oila Akhoi Echad. So I'll call upon him the it's another nekuda of saying the shleimus, and before he spoke about that, if you chos in one area, you automatically affect everything else. Here he's talking about the specific chaser in the chaser of guf is going to get to the rayas, the chaser of the nefesh is going to get to the avodazara. Vama kol perish edim on melacha seifim pela to leima. Mipneishu adam chasa ke'elim melacha meshalamet es adam v'im ein imatayre melacha dova zechisar l'adam asheray lei. The cholder v'shul chasa be'atzmoi ein kiyum lei. In other words, if a person is missing something, but we're going to call the missing an outside thing. L'mashal, a person would like to have a house or car or whatever it is, and he's missing one of the things, so that chisaron is not going to be an undoing of the person. But if a person is missing an aver or something of that nature, then you're talking about something that will negatively affect the person, because the chos in the mitzvah of the person. So he says, since we're explaining that both melacha and teira have a sheirish in the person himself, so it's sefer b'teila means if it would just be an outside mila, so let's say that you have the mila, you don't have the mila. But since it's the etzim in the person himself, so if he's lacking it, he's going to have to lose it. Lacking it into its place, and slowly everything else falls apart. So, certainly, Yeshimo Malacha Amish and Mashkachas Ovid, but the way my fellow Ovish is Shayat Lovoy Mashkachas Mimenu. So here he says, these are things that if he has it there, it will be Mashkachas Ovid, in the sense that the person's Tzuru will be Doicha Averis and so on. Let's give a marshal there also. In the chemical world, you have chemicals that are called inert materials. The noble gases, those are elements that it's very, very hard to get anything to react with them. And the reason is because their rings are complete, and they have no makom for something else to chepezich to. A person, let's give another example, a person whose day is full of work, of doing things, he comes less to Navera. Somebody who's bored and has free time at his hand is more likely to an Avera. The famous Kotzkevart, he said, I'm not asking of you not to do Averis. What I want is you shouldn't have time to do Averis. And v'meina atayr melacha, afilu avm she'en shaykh lezeh gereres makamacha. V'lekach avm she'sefe b'teyla v'gereres avayn, k'moy she'davu shuchasa. So if a person is missing something as mitzias, it will schlep him into all sorts of problem areas. If the person is sholem, the shlemus itself protects against issues. What about, and we asked this all the way at the beginning, what about chachamim that didn't have malacha? So, they weren't working. So he said, first of all, they had business, which is kamei malacha, it's a hisavskus, it's tefus the person, and so on. So this is an extraordinary darga. In other words, the darga of the people like Ben Azai, the Marshal, or Shem B'Yechoi, that it says, and Chazal pointed out that many tribes of Shem B'Yechoi will also be other. The word was their Avos Chachma was so big that it compensated, it filled up the goof also. And it's an unusual mila. It's not something, if a person learns as one normally would learn, a person does not have that mila. Because it's not part of that's not part of those milas. It's when the person overcompensates. In other words, the person's learning is so big that it takes away from his mahalach of gashmias. Don't be shy after this world. Let's give a dogma of something else. There are plenty of stories about the Gvilla Goyen living off Tukizasim or whatever it was that he ate the Mutri Mut and he slept the Mutri Mut, etc. If anyone, if most of us would try to do it, we would rapidly drop everything. We would not only not start learning, we would fizzle out from anything. I, the Mises of Gvilla Goyen, the Vilna Goyen's learning was on a darga, and again, it might have been a tchunas nefesh, it might have been a special gift, where it overtook his mitzias, and even some of his chalkei hagufnim were satisfied with the Torah. Just like you find l'havdil m'anya olam, sometimes a person is so also in business, that is mitzias. He doesn't eat and doesn't sleep, and he's kol-kolish recorded, and that seems to carry him. It's not the norm, and you wouldn't expect it to be normal. You would not give it to a person as a normal, but there are people like that. So these are people that the Asik of Torah was so big, it also replaced the need for the Asik of Malacha. But in a general way, you cannot assume that. And for a normal person needs to be Isaac and both, except for these people who was, and that's what he says, and like we spoke in the beginning, that was his tour for not getting married, in the fact that there was no makom. He didn't have place in his personality for a marriage. Just like a person who's mechusei varim couldn't get married, and it's not his fault. The person who doesn't have a makom in his nefesh, if anything else, can't get married. But that's an extraordinary darga. It's not the darga of a Talmud Chacham. It's a darga of something way beyond that.
They were asking
Torah of a mitzvah needs a ner to be nechazin. Kiner mitzvah, mitzvahs always need a physical entity to have a nekuda that hangs onto it. Let's give a mashal. Truma, you can't give your entire tavua for truma. You need reishis sheshireh nikarim. In other words, the tzur of the mitzvah is a kri with a part of it that's a mitzvah. Just like a ner, you can keep making the wick bigger and bigger and the light brighter, but once the entire wick is burning, then there's no fire left anymore. The tzur of a mitzvah needs a tfisa in the oilam of asiya and a ner ha'ara from the other world.
What about mitzvahs which are like mitzvahs of Yiras Hashem and Avos Hashem, and abstract mitzvahs which they don't.
Well, first of all, those mitzvahs are really the mutish of a muta. And they're also specific activities where you misbrain in about this or that or the other.
I'm saying if a person is thinking about the divrei Torah of Achveis, I mean, having Ritzuri Shchairis for Tefillin, I mean, and is it Halacha Meshmi Sinai, or is it this, or is it that? I mean, so I'm saying he's also Mizbaydin on a Dover Prati. I mean, what exactly do we mean that it has this?
Let's say this. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem is a mitzvah of being Mizbonin in order to have your emotions turn on a specific way. Even though the Maisa mitzvah might be with the mind, but the real mitzvah is when a person is born in God, so that he's ma'ir the teva ha'ava. So the teva ha'ava is a quasi-physical teva, and it's ma'ir to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Teva yira, teva ava. In Talmud Torah, the mitzvah lies in the etzem thought process. That's some understanding and tfisa of whatever it is. It's still different than most of the mitzvahs of that nature, except for maybe Achdus Hashem. I think it's the only one you might try to compare it. But the other ones, the Avon, the Yira, and so on, those are all it's a chelik of a person's nefesh, not quite a guf, but it's still something. This is also, the Maral says, the Havana. The Maral says it, the Drash Haran also says it, in understanding why Elav Elav Divrikim Chayim, even though we pass like one sat. In other words, I mean, if you do like Beisham Yechayim Misa, but you say Elav Elav Divrikim Chayim. So the answer lies in the world of mitzvahs, in the world of Torah. Torah is makif everything. The Havana of a point includes Beishamai Tzad and Beisholos Tzad. And both the Maral says it and the Drash Haran came up in very, very similar language. The different timing to understand a sugya well. We understand a sugya well when we know the different ways of understanding it. And this is what the Gemara says. It leaves open understanding it, such eisen, such eisen, such eisen. That is to us a certain shleimus of havana, because seichel is a kololistic inyan rather than a protistic inyan. Masha ein kein in the world of maisim, in psak halacha, which is already the chelik of Torah that's nagea in how to do what you're supposed to do, it's more an instruction to the mitzvah than it is Torah in the more generic sense, you don't have it. There's a whole music of kulaba exists in Torah. Well, the fikah of mechabel is the kolisik matzi, but I need ima klal. When a day matzi would have a prati, a shayzi is asking would have a klal. Let's talk about this a little bit. When I do a chesed with a particular person, I'm doing a chesed. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a specific chesed. Somebody needs a glass of water, somebody needs a skidala, whatever it is. When a person is establishing chesed, this is the Kupa Stucker of the city. He's more than he's helping 500 people. He is he's establishing chesed. In a tzibur, in a klal, the inyanim always are nitfas in the klal shaboy rather than the prat shaboy. When a community needs to take care of its weak members, that's a statement in the klal of chesed. That I want to help you, or I want to help you, I want to help you, that's a statement in the prat of chesed. So there's a difference between, a world of difference between the two, and the nafkamina will also be the kavana. If I'm Isaac and I do a particular chesed with one person because I want covet out of it, it takes away, it's megareya, it's not such a good kavana, but at the end of the day, I did a chesed. It's not poigim in the etzemaisa, it detracts in the reason why I did it. But if a person is making a chesed organization, or the tzibur's chesed organization, for other motives, then he's being maskia what it is, the etzem. A person who takes a public office and trust and makes it into a personal little fiefdom is saying there is no such thing as an ideal of a chesed, of whatever it is, a yeshiva, whatever it is. It's another thing of mine. He's being pagan in something very, very yesodistic in the thing that he's doing. Well, if people come up, shekavanasim shemayim, shekavanasim l'shem shemayim, as bevada nemalav shumas asim v'davah shukloli. So now he's talking about the klal shaboy. Shemayim kavanasim shemayim, v'yitzidavah zem eisig atzibu, sh'eisig ram shchol gadol, he's not doing it. The klal is always the atzmius of the thing, the atzmius of the chesed, the atzmius of the din, of the mishpat, and so on. Each and every case of those is the pshat. You're talking about the atzmius of it. And if you take it and you start doing it for Hashem Shemayim, you're making it into a davar prati. So there's a big hefresh between doing things for Hashem Shemayim with the tzibur, or doing it a private mitzvah. There's a very cute story. In the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi Yudel was known for being very tight-fist and stingy, and he would make life miserable till he gave a dollar. So in Europe, a group of three very, very chashuv bachim, in the bachim those days, were in their 30s, came to Rabbi Yudel to push him to give more money. So one of them told Rabbi Yudel, the Rashiva feels that he should give less chalukah or whatever he's given now. We should give more. Yochad v'rab malach kerab, with three and you're one. So Lizil answered no. He said, each one of you means himself. Really what he's come here for his needs. So you yechidim. I think of the whole tzibah together. So I'm a rabbim and you're yechidim. And there's a tremendous oymek in it. In other words, he wanted to see Torah established. So the concept of Torah established is bigger than any of the pratim. And the male, that's a klal type thing, that's a tzibur thing. And they're coming because each one has their own needs. That's very nice. But that's each one is a prat, and so they have a din of pratim and not rabbim. V'devah zehu l'shem shemayim k'u shem yisbarach im atzibur. This is called the shem shemayim. Because when you're dealing with that level, you're dealing with a musik above the prat and with something aloki. This is one of the reasons why a Kaddish Baruch Hu works through Klal Yisrael, not through tzaddikim. In other words, Torah is given in its big picture as a bris and as aftoch and everything. It's Klal Yisrael. It's not the pshat that the more the merrier. You could have taken Avraham, could have taken Yitzchak, could have taken Yaakov, but if you have a first thing it does is make a statement about Reuven. Reuven's got a chesed personality. If you see a klal and a tzibah built around an ideal, then the ideal has a metzias. There is olam chesed yibon. There's a world of chesed. There's a pillar of chesed. Because, and these people are all peitzeros of that world. They're mishtatzim in that world. But what I too oof is the nekuda rather than a particular maisatov. So when a single person does nice things, it reflects well on the person. When a tzibur, when Kleinfeld does nice things, it reflects on the nice things. There's a world of chesed, there's a world of mishpat, there's a world of self-discipline, etc. V'derv v'shem shemayim k'v Hashem eslochim atzibur. L'fikach omru v'sech v'shabes mefakal iske tzibur v'shabes. V'haynu, v'shenechshad milo tzibur milo v'shmaya. A road that serves the public is not the road for each person's travel. It's a musik that a tzibur have the tikkunim it needs. V'b'chal chef t'shemayim sheim mutar. V'zer shomer sheikavatim shemayim v'shvil tevis atzibur. So the L'shem Shemayim over here is the Tovah Satzibur, which always is Milud Shemayim. So basically what he's saying is that there are two types of arenas in the world of Ruchnias where things take place. There's the world of mitzvahs, which is by its nature Pratius, because it's a Gashmis activity, it's limited to its Nekuda. It's L'shem Shemayim is less relevant. It's a big Mila, but it's not the core activity. The Tzibur always has a din of L'shem Shemayim. Tzibur is a din of Klau. The only mitzvah which it's in which is similar to this Torah, the other person stalls it through to an idea rather than installing an idea suit to his metzias or whatever he's doing, and therefore, and if somebody is oisik in the yanim of tzibur l'shem shemayim, there is he's kaviyochol. It's he's mishad v'kash brochu with it because he's dealing with the realm of world of klal rather than pratim. Any questions?
Maybe just mentioned before that. Then,
by the way, just to point out one more thing. The klal is kol hakodesh mechaveiro, yichora mechaveiro. By us, the Torah goes the other way. If we're in charge, if we do a chesed privately with somebody, so a lot of times we do it pretty much l'shem shemayim. No, whatever, to some degree. The netiyah, whenever we deal with a tzibur, is to find some sort of angle in it. It's like, you know, it's hard to do the same thing with the tzibur. So what you're doing it is, so you know, I can get this benefit out of it, I can get that benefit, I can put this guy into the job, that kind of job. But there's always an angle of, and a person doesn't feel so guilty. He's, yes, I'm, instead of the idea of I'm a gabbet stalker, so I'm being mimed, a sense that stalker is the teichen of a tzibur and teichen of Klai Yisrael. Instead, okay, I have this thing, that thing. At best, we look at it as a lot of yechidim that we're helping. But the concept that being oisik b'tzibur takes you past any pratim is a very difficult concept, and it usually tends to be neglected. I'm sorry, what did you want to say?
No, I just wanted to ask that if we mentioned about Ben Azza, that Nafshe Choshka
Batera,
so the discussion always seems to be around it. You know, a person has like a zivug in Torah, and he's got a physical zivug, and the cheshik which he had in Torah didn't
right.
allow for any mokum for, you know, I haven't seen so much of a yachas to, like, you know, the mitzvah of Puravu, like, you know, how is it shaykh that nafshe choshka batera is a reason which is enough to pater him from other mitzvahs masias, you know, like...
Well, what do you mean? Does it pass
me
other mitzvahs besides that? I mean, or why is
it pattern from? I'm saying if, you know, to have a, you know, Aza connected, to have, you know, some type of
a
physical, you know, I mean, there's another mitzvah, I mean,
well,
you know.
Yes, but the marshal, I mean, how big dinner person could go live with a Zion and have children?
And he didn't do that. But I'm saying he didn't do that. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah.
No, forget. I don't mean chazal. Let me just say is, even though the mitzvah is puravu, but the framework within which the Torah wanted it in was through marriage. In other words, even when I could take off 2 minutes of the zayna, that's not going to be, I mean, what the Torah wants. The Torah wants it that within a certain framework. That's pashut. So the mela, if Ben Azai wasn't after the framework, just like we delay marriage, the Torah says Ben Shmanasa Lechupa, the Mishnah says, at 13 you can have a child. So the Torah says, you see that the Torah wanted it out of a certain, within a certain framework, within a certain framework of marriage. And Fakir, they speak about marriage, about the bracha maybe being a periviva. Why don't you make a bracha periviva? Because at the end of it, whatever. But it's stuffed within a certain framework, and if you can't fulfill that framework, there's no din of periviva.
Mm-hmm. But
okay.
All right.
Good.
Call to back.